Sons and daughters. Mm.
Just feel that for a second. Listen to Cross Politic. I'm the Chocolate Knots, and no, I don't have Toby or Gabe in studio, but I do have the director of the upcoming film, Right in the Dance, Water, James Ingebretson. Oh wow, this is great. I'm gonna let you speak, but I'm gonna let this finish in a second. Wow.
Love, dude.
Grey Havens, right?
Yep.
They killed this.
Wow. Such a good song.
I didn't want to miss anything. Sorry.
No, that's my favorite.
So, dude, thanks for coming in studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Director, is this your first directing film?
Yeah, as far as I know, apart from, you know, when I was 13 with a camcorder.
Yeah.
You know.
We all have those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, dude, I wanted to talk to you real quick. Right in the Dance, Water.
Yeah.
When's the release date?
Release date's March 6th.
March 6th.
For the worldwide premiere event.
This was a beautiful film.
Thank you.
Loved it. It was beautiful.
Thanks.
Now, I want to know, okay, so I direct.
Yeah.
I play around in that area a little bit.
Mm.
But my films usually don't have the tendency to eat me. Okay? So if I go somewhere, I'm probably going to walk away alive.
Yeah.
But you're going into a place where you're directing probably your doom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what Hopefully is that like?
Not.
And what
Hopefully
were you,
not.
I want to know kind of what is the process you go into and what do you say? Okay, what do we need to have?
Mm-hmm.
What is it like directing a nature doc?
Man, it's, I don't know anything different, obviously.
Yeah.
But it is, a lot of it is essentially you go and you get what you get. That's kind of the baseline is you can't direct a whale to jump out of the ocean.
Right.
You can't tell a shark, hey, come, you know,
right,
come do this for me. Or, so basically we are at the mercy of what God wants to, what fireworks God wants to put in front of the camera.
It's all organic.
Yeah. And so all we do, this is a testament to God's glory, his goodness to us, is all we do is we go, we figure out where to go, and we turn on the cameras.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously it's more complex than that. You, figuring out where to go, what's the best spot, you know, how do we, you know, logistics of getting there, figuring out all the camera gear. But really that's what it comes down to. We just can't, we can't do anything other than what God wants to put
In front of you,
put there for us.
It's kind of like manna here. This is what you're going to have.
Yeah. It's such a weird thing. Planning a trip too is all right. We got Florida for a week. You know, we're going to go here, here, and here. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, there could be no manatees at all. Could be no whales, no nothing. We could, you know.
Did you run into that where like it wasn't what you had planned at all?
Yeah. Or? I mean, on minor scales. You know, a big part of directing is just on the scene problem solving.
Yeah, that's right.
And figuring out, okay, we just filmed here. We dove two spots here. We got some wolf eels, but not as much as we want. Do we go to another spot where we could, you know, could be the jackpot, could be nothing, or do we, you know, keep diving? Same spot, try to, you know, there's all of these decisions you have to make, especially when you have such limited time.
Yeah.
It's all it is.
How long did it take you guys?
It took about 3 years from start to finish, but we were, you know, off and on, for those 3 years. So not 3 years straight, but from Hawaii, our first location, all the way to, you know, our last week in Florida was 3 years.
There was one shot that I saw, I think you posted this on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually in the trailer too. There's this alligator.
Yeah.
And there's a shot of the camera. And I play with cameras.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking there's an alligator rolling right across the top of the camera.
Oh,
and
man,
the camera actually was steady.
Yeah.
And this is what I mean by your directing can actually eat you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you, was that you? Who was in there?
I think that shot was me where he was coming right over.
Right over the top.
Yeah. I think it was me.
What's wrong with you?
I was just getting scolded by my dad yesterday.
Yeah.
That situation was extremely controlled environment. We had an expert there that's been working with that specific gator.
I ain't seen nobody with no prods or ropes.
No ropes. And that's the thing. My dad was like, you could be dead in an instant if that thing decides to.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Doesn't matter how trained that gator is, or you know how much he's
Did
accustomed.
You say trained
to
gator?
Yeah,
that doesn't exist.
No, just doesn't.
So you know,
it's you he gator. He's trained to not be, you know, sketchy around humans. So
right.
But so it was the best possible situation. The water was all clear, but yeah, it's absolutely right. Any animal could just, especially in the water, could just take you out for
so
sure.
What was the idea behind that? What were you guys going for?
We really wanted, so a big part of what we're trying to do with Riot is the BBC is all about putting nature as set apart from man, and anything touched by man, they don't want to show, or they want to say we've ruined it.
Mm.
So they, whenever they're filming, there's no mention of humans. That, you know, if there is, we're evil.
We've destroyed it.
Yeah. And a big part of the Riot project is to encourage getting out, getting in, getting your hands dirty, grabbing snakes, catching bugs, and ultimately taking dominion. So that's what's fun about Riot is we can include Gordon.
Yeah.
You know, in the midst of it. He's waving to turtles.
He's there.
We want to be hands on because it's our father's world. He made it for us, and to be wise about it, but to be hands on is key. So that's, we wanted Gordon swimming with the gators.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got it. And that was really fun.
Yeah. And you know, it's one thing you just said that really, if we've messed it up,
mm-hmm.
if we have sinned against, you know, God in the way that we've treated nature, well, the thing to do is repent.
Yeah.
And then treat it rightly. So you still have to engage it. You still have to touch it. You still have to go in there and swim with sharks.
Absolutely.
And touch gators and, you know, whatever it is, you're still going to have to be engaged with it.
And that in itself, just doing that, getting out there, breeds a deep respect and love that you can't get from a textbook.
Mm.
Or, you know, you can't get that from a video. We want to encourage getting out there. So that's been really fun, is showing Gordon in all these contexts and not being afraid to, you know, turn the camera around, even on us.
Yeah.
So in the manatee section, one of my favorite parts is we had a manatee just come up and hug Dane, one of our cameramen.
No.
Yeah.
No, men are wicked.
Yeah.
He obviously doesn't like humans, right?
So funny. So funny.
So Dane got loved on by a manatee.
This manatee was just all over him. Even there was a flipper on his cheek, you know, and you'll see it. It's the best. But so, you know, we just flip the camera around and film ourselves in that moment.
Yeah.
And we put that in the doc, which, you know, BBC would never do. That's
right. Right.
So that's what I love about.
What as you're directing this, as you're thinking about, okay, I have to make a film for people to engage.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you wanted people to walk away with by the time they got done with this? And what are some of the things, I shouldn't ask two questions at a time, but what are some of the things that you walked away with that you weren't expecting at the same time?
Yeah, that's a good, I think those are kind of one and the same as well.
Yeah.
But I think baseline, you know, being simplistic about it, I wanted it to be better than the first one.
Mm.
I didn't know if we could pull that off. It's.
Oh, I think you might have. Oh, I think
we'll,
so.
We'll have to let people be the judge of that. But
and they should be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so that's baseline. Just coming in off of off of Nate's heels, trying to make this thing good. But second of all, with water, what I really wanted to instill in people was gratitude and joy in this kind of Chestertonian way, where I see, you know, we see water is renewal, and God is constantly using water again and again and again, and he is never bored of it. And he in that kind of in Chesterton's orthodoxy, he talks about God loving the sun and loving his creation so much that, like a toddler, he says, do it again. Every day to the sun he says, do it again, and to the rain he says, do it again. I love it. The rain comes down into the mountains, feeds the rivers, which feeds the ocean, which evaporates into the clouds, rain again. And God is just continually using water to bless us beyond what we can imagine. And I wanted that to be kind of a central theme, along with obviously Nate's, insanely beautiful writing.
Yeah.
And Nate pulled in things that I had that I just didn't even see. So that was really cool to work with Nate on that. But joy and gratitude, especially for something that is so everyday, you know? water.
Just rain. Miss it. We miss it so much.
Yeah. We miss rain, you know, rainy days. God's loving it.
It's so funny. You know, just going back to the idea of manna, mm-hmm. we always said, man, it wouldn't be great to be like the children of Israel to get actual food rained down from heaven. And here we are. God gives it to us all the time.
And it's crazy.
And we don't have joy and gratitude for the basic things that God gives us in just water.
Yep, absolutely. And so that feeds into how I was changed through this process in terms of just growing in gratitude for everything, for the water itself, but then for every little creature you could possibly imagine in, you know, that I got to experience. I love the sharks. I love the gators. And I'm kind of an extreme sports guy myself. So, you know, I like the adrenaline and
I knew something was wrong. Extreme. I knew. There it was.
So I love that factor. But what I got to see and have my eyes open to was the tiniest little things that you would just swim by if you had no understanding. So I hope we can give that to people, that same experience I had of just going, man, they're the beauty that God is continually doing, whether or not we see it.
Mm.
And he's done it for, you know, thousands of years.
Yeah.
And we're just now, in the broad scope of history, we're just now getting down there to see.
Just now.
And he's been doing it forever. And it's like, it's so, so cool. And that's been really eye-opening for me. Oftentimes I'll be swimming around looking for something big. And what actually drew me into this documentary was some of those small things. So
that's amazing. Yeah. Cause you know, to think about it, it's like, if God considers we consider those things insignificant, right?
Yeah.
But not to God, it's all significant. Oh, it's all important, but it makes you think how much more the crowning glory of creation, right?
Absolutely.
And so if you can see that God is concerned about that little thing underneath there that no one has seen for thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
And God's concern have been working these worlds out and been entertained and get engaged with this. You know, it's like, wow, God cares about it all.
It's awe-inspiring for sure. And, you know, that's a cliche, but it's true. Like, God feeds this feather duster worm that we saw, which is just this tiniest little feather. It just looks like a plant sticking up. And he sends little tiny specks of food in there. And that feather duster catches it, brings it in, eats it. And how long has that been happening? You know, and we've never known about that. Mm. So that's really cool. He feeds the sparrows and he feeds the feather duster worms.
Brother, the film looks great.
Thanks.
You've done a great job on it. I can't wait to watch it with my family. If people right now are listening and they want to engage, they want to see this, because I'm telling you, man, I am tired. On my Friday nights, our family night, I go through that thing that the Apple TV, and it'll take us an hour and a half. It's basically the time of watching a movie to try and find something.
Yeah.
So I'm excited that I feel like, thank you for swimming with gators and sharks and little small things and dealing with them, so that my family can have some entertainment. So I'm going to engage with you guys. I'm going to purchase a copy for my family, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So I go to the website. The website is
RyanTheDance.com.
RyanTheDance.com. Yep. What do I do? What's the packages that are available for me? And kind of tell me, you guys have done something groundbreaking. I think this is magnificent. If you're a hustler out there, if you're trying to figure out, hey, man, you know, I'm too young to get a job and, you know, no one wants to hire me, you know, government, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to open up a lemonade stand. This is a great opportunity for you to be a hustler and make some extra cash on the side too.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two packages. The first one you're going to see is the group fundraiser package. That's the package we're pushing. We really want this film to be experienced, with a group of people.
No limitations. Yeah. It's not just in this place at that theater at that time. No.
So what we did with the first one was we released it to over 1,000 theaters across the country,
Pretty limited, and, but it's still pretty big.
Still pretty big. And what we got there was, hey, this is great, but this is 3 hours from me. I can't get there. And so we decided to flip the script and go, okay, everyone can get there. If you want this to be in a theater in your home, in your hometown.
Yeah. You can do that now.
You can do that.
Yeah. But if you got a backyard and you go rent a projector, you can have a huge party at your house with this film.
Absolutely. That's what we want. This is like, it's a community play. We want people to get together to celebrate God's creation together. Mm. And so the group package is for that. That even in itself is a great, really affordable license to show to a theater. You can use it as a fundraiser. You can, you know, have it for free. We've had, we're having people looking at it for adoption fundraisers for families.
Oh, wow, that's great.
There's a ton of fundraising opportunities you can do with this. So
you got the big package.
Yep.
That's called
the group slash fundraiser.
The group slash fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So if you are, let's say,
if you're a go-getter,
yeah. Or, and basically this is really not that hard. If you're even not a go-getter, yeah. And you come together with three or four families and say, hey, let's do it at the church, totally. And let's charge everybody $3 to get in,
totally.
You're going to make all your money back and maybe some profit on the top of it. This is a great opportunity,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so you got the family slash.
That's the fundraiser.
That's the fundraiser group.
Yep.
Don't let me do that. No. The fundraiser group package. Yeah. Okay.
Anytime you try to flip the script on people with what they already know,
it's hard to explain it.
I understand it. So, so the second package is the family package.
That's the one I'm getting.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So for you and your family at home, March 6th, you can watch it from March 6th till May 5th.
Okay.
And that the thing that's mostly confusing about that one is it comes with a Blu-ray of Riot and the Dance Earth, but it doesn't come with Riot and the Dance Water.
Okay.
And so there's been some confusion about that.
Like, you get a double package there.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So it also, if you order before the 14th,
okay,
Friday, you get a bundle of books with each package.
Oh.
So you get Gordon Wilson's new book, Different Shade of Green. You get our new coloring book and our adventure book for kids. And so
what?
That's...
I didn't even know about that one.
Yeah, absolutely. So both of those packages come with that.
Family package.
Yep. Family package comes with four, I think, coloring books, four adventure books, and two copies.
That thing is loaded.
Yeah. Yeah. We packed the value in. But so the family package, but it doesn't come with a Blu-ray of Water.
But you still get to see Water, though.
You still get to see it. Absolutely.
Okay, just making sure.
Yep, absolutely. The thing with that is, you know, people are like, why don't I get the Blu-ray? And really, we're bringing the theatrical showing into your home.
Okay.
And so you think of it like going to the theater with, you pay, I don't know how much it is for you to take your whole family to the theater.
Yeah, I got six kids. Got seventh on the way, by the way.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you. And I'm usually paying about 80, yeah. 90 bucks
so
for
right
everybody
there.
To Perfect. Go to the theater. Yeah.
So now you can do that in your house,
yeah.
in your home.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, movie night in, whole family. And
it's better.
And you get
home.
All that. All, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you get all that bonus stuff.
Because we talk during movies.
Yeah.
And everybody's Shannon, shut up. You know,
yeah.
And it's a small town. You know, yep. You see a church Sunday. And like, why would y'all talking so loud to this? Because we black and that's what we do. You got to deal with it. Sorry. All right. So at home, now we can just do that and nobody has to be mad at us
Absolutely.
For talking to the theater.
Yep. So that's it. And then Blu-ray will come out eventually. We'll, you know, have it available for everybody to buy. But this is think of it as the theatrical release. It's going to the theaters. You know, if you want to put on a theater. Or have it in your home.
Okay, question. So if I invite like three or four people over when I watch for the family, can I do that? And y'all not be mad at me? How does that work?
I don't know. You might have to take that up with producer. So we're
I'm not saying I'm going to do that. I'm just
no.
Saying,
we're trying. Yeah, there's definitely. It's honor system.
Okay,
but we are right.
we are Christians.
If you're going to do a group, that's you know not your family.
Yeah,
we're gonna want you to. Get the group package.
Get the group package and make some money off of it, right?
Yeah, or just everybody pitch in. That's nothing.
That's true.
So what we're doing, you know, my family, my extended family, we're going to do a showing and we're going to get the group package. You know, it's, my father and mother-in-law, and we're going to all, my parents will be there. We're going to do a family showing. And we're getting the group package for that. So that's how it's going to work.
Yeah, so we got the group package and we got the family package.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
All right. Where can we go to get these packages again?
Riotandthedance.com.
Riotandthedance.com. Mm-hmm. Water. Now, inside the family package, I love this.
Yeah.
I get books, coloring books, and I get Earth.
Yep.
All right.
Group package as well.
All right.
You get those.
This is awesome. I love what you guys are doing.
Thanks so much.
I hope, you know what? Support this work. Go and sign up for the group package because if you invite people over, then you get to charge them and you make money on top of it. So, you know, otherwise you can go for the family package, but I think it might be good to go for the group package.
Get people together. That's what it's about.
I might do something in my backyard.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. That's right. Getting everybody together. Right in the dance water. James, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much,
man.
Thank
you for your work, brother.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, man. Keep
it
up. You guys support the work.
Likewise.
Make sure that they can do this again and again and again.
Yep.
This is Cross Politics. It's been a-
it's been a